The news was published on Wednesday, October 2nd. I am Mike. So, get this. ByteDance, the company behind that little app you might have heard of called TikTok, has just dropped a bombshell in the world of AI video generation. They've cooked up two new tools that are making waves in the tech community, Pixel Dance and Seaweed. Now, these aren't your run-of-the-mill video editors. We're talking about AI that can create videos from scratch, and boy, are they impressive. Let's start with Pixel Dance. This bad boy can whip up 10-second videos that'll make you do a double take. We're talking about people moving around on screen like they're flesh and blood, not some computer-generated puppets. But here's the kicker. It can keep everything looking consistent even when the camera moves around. You know how in some AI videos, things start to look wonky when the angle changes? Not with Pixel Dance. It's like having a whole film crew at your fingertips. Now, Seaweed is Pixel Dance's beefier cousin. This tool can generate videos up to 30 seconds long, and rumor has it, they might even stretch that to a whopping 2 minutes. That's a lot of AI-generated content, folks. And we're not talking about 30 seconds of the same scene on loop. Seaweed keeps the environment consistent throughout, so it feels like one cohesive video. Here's the catch, though. These tools aren't available to the public just yet. They're in what's called a private beta, which is tech speak for only a select few get to play with our shiny new toys. But hold on to your hats, because word on the street is that these might go public after the November US election. Politics, am I right? Now, you might be wondering how ByteDance pulled this off. Well, they've built these generators on something called the Doubao AI models. And let me tell you, these models have been on fire lately. Since May, they've gone from processing 120 billion tokens a day to a mind-boggling 1.3 trillion. That's growth that would make even Jack's Beanstalk jealous. Now, you might be thinking, hey Mike, this ByteDance stuff sounds pretty cutting edge. And you'd be right. But let me tell you, the AI video generation world has been buzzing like a beehive on Red Bull for a while now. It all started back in February 2024 when OpenAI dropped a bombshell called Sora. Picture this. You type in a few words and bam, out pops a minute-long video that looks like it was shot by Spielberg himself. That's what Sora promised, and boy, did it get the tech world's knickers in a twist. It was like someone had just invented fire. But for the digital age, everyone and their grandma was talking about it, speculating on how it would change everything from Hollywood to your aunt's cat videos. But here's the kicker. Sora was all talk and no show. It was like that friend who always says they're just 5 minutes away, but never actually shows up. OpenAI kept it under wraps, probably polishing it until it shined brighter than a disco ball. Meanwhile, every other tech company worth its salt was scrambling to catch up, like a bunch of kids trying to grab the last cookie in the jar. And that's where our friends over at Kuaishou come in. Remember them? Another Chinese tech giant that decided to throw its hat into the ring. In June, they rolled out Kling AI, and let me tell you, it was like they'd strapped a rocket to the whole AI video game. Kling AI wasn't just matching Sora's promises, it was leaving them in the dust. We're talking 2 minute videos here, folks. That's double what Sora was boasting about. It was like Kuaishou looked at OpenAI and said, oh, you think you're hot stuff? Hold my boba tea. But the real kicker, people actually got to use it. While Sora was still playing hard to get, Kling AI was out there in the wild, charming the pants off everyone. It was like the difference between a supermodel on a billboard and the girl next door who actually talks to you, and talk they did. Over 2.6 million users flocked to Kling AI faster than you can say viral video. These folks weren't just window shopping either. They were churning out videos like there was no tomorrow. We're talking 27 million videos generated. That's more content than you could watch in several lifetimes, even if you gave up sleeping and eating. It was like someone had opened the floodgates of creativity and everyone was riding the wave. Now, let's talk about where this tech might take us. ByteDance could very well integrate these AI video generators into TikTok and Douyin. And boy, would that shake things up. Imagine millions of users suddenly having access to Hollywood-level special effects right at their fingertips. It'd be like giving every kid a paintbrush and telling them the Sistine Chapel is their canvas. We're talking about a potential explosion of creativity here, folks. Users could whip up mind-bending videos with just a few taps, transforming mundane moments into cinematic masterpieces. Picture this. Your average Joe creating a video where he's literally walking on water, or your next door neighbor becoming a superhero flying through the city skyline. It's not just about making cool videos, though. This could fundamentally change how we communicate and express ourselves online. But here's the kicker. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. With great power comes great responsibility, right? And we're talking about some serious power here. There's a real risk of these tools being used to create deepfakes or misleading content. We could be looking at a future where distinguishing between real and AI-generated videos becomes a daily challenge. It's like we're entering a whole new era of seeing is believing, or rather, seeing isn't always believing. The release of these tools might just pour gasoline on the already raging AI arms race among tech giants. We're talking about a technological sprint that makes Usain Bolt look like he's running in slow motion. Companies will be scrambling to one-up each other, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in video generation. This isn't just about bragging rights or having the coolest tech on the block. It's about market dominance, about being the go-to platform for the next generation of content creators. We could see rapid advancements in areas like real-time video editing, personalized content generation, and even interactive video experiences. Imagine watching a movie where you can change the plot with just a voice command. That's the kind of future we might be hurtling towards. But let's not forget, this race could have some serious collateral damage. As companies push to innovate faster, we might see issues with data privacy, ethical AI use, and even job displacement in creative industries. It's like we're all passengers on this high-speed tech train, and we're not entirely sure where it's heading or if the tracks are fully laid out. Now, here's where things get a bit sticky. These amazing tools we're talking about, they're coming from ByteDance, a Chinese company. And that fact alone could throw a massive wrench in the works, especially when it comes to Western countries, particularly the United States. We've already seen the suspicion and scrutiny TikTok has faced. Now imagine that amplified tenfold with these new AI video generators. There's a real possibility we could see restrictions, or outright bans, on these tools in some countries. It's like we're watching a high-stakes game of technological tug-of-war, with national security concerns on one side and innovative technology on the other. The US government might view these tools as potential threats, worried about data collection or the spread of misinformation. We could end up in a situation where different parts of the world have access to vastly different technologies. Imagine a digital iron curtain with Chinese users having access to these advanced AI tools, while users in other countries are left out in the cold. This could lead to a fragmentation of the global internet, creating separate digital ecosystems. But here's the thing, trying to put the genie back in the bottle might be easier said than done. Once this technology is out there, it's out there. We might see knockoff versions or similar tools popping up in other countries. It's like trying to stop a flood with a bucket. You might slow it down, but you can't stop the tide of technological progress. This has been Mike, bringing you the latest tech insights from Listen 2. We're keeping our eyes peeled on this rapidly evolving story, so stay tuned for more updates as we navigate this brave new world of AI-generated content.